Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting evening, a Thursday evening with the Rolling Energy Group. Tonight, we want to enlighten you. We want to share with you some information. And what I really want to tell you is what I'm going to share with you within the next 10 years or less is, honestly, the future. The future of medicine will be delivered this way, and it's going to be based on a gentleman, some of you may know or may not know of him, a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla. This gentleman was a genius, and in 1895, he literally had in his notes a self-driving car in his journal. If you look at it, you could actually physically see a car being driven without anybody in the front seat driving it. And in 1920, he was working on something called quantum resonating energy, but he had a little bit of device that he was also working on that was 3.5 inches wide by 5 inches long, and basically said that if they were to take could figure out how to take and make radio frequencies, they could be able to talk to each other. Well, there's a young physics major that in 2012 got invited to one of these awesome esoteric awards where maybe 30 people in the entire world, extremely brilliant, outsidewards thinking people that are extremely smart. This kid got invited. His father didn't really want him to go because it was in Germany, and they had a little discussion and talk, and they bounced their idea around. Anyway, they come up with the dad come up with a scenario, and that scenario was that his son could go, but he was going to go with his son, and that's what transpired. They went, they saw, and he just really didn't believe in everything he was seeing because it sounded like, and what you're going to hear tonight, you may be the same way. It's going to sound too far and too future. Well, we're going to share with you that. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to interview a gentleman tonight, and you're going to get to ask questions. You're going to get to basically press one, and you go ahead and start pressing one now. I want you to get involved. And if you have any issues, and when I say issues, I'm talking about if you have anything that maybe that hurts, that you'd like to know a little bit about, anything that maybe let's say headaches or anything that literally any kind of complications going on with your body, I want you to be able to ask questions. Now, the guy that I'm going to interview, he and I both have known each other for years. We both have built brick-and-mortar businesses that exceeded over $3.6 million every year in sales. So we think we're qualified to discuss what we're going to talk to you about. But he has a little different prospect. You see, he actually physically was a college professor. He taught to graduate students as well as college students every aspect of what we're going to be discussing. He literally taught it. He has an MBA. I've got a little business degree and a little marketing degree, but he's got an MBA in business. He's got a marketing degree. He's got a speech degree. He's got a psychology degree. So I'm going to introduce my friend and my business partner. But first, please, when you're asking questions tonight, do not ask anything medical. Reword it ever how you got to do it, because we are not medical practitioners. Don't claim to be. This show has not been evaluated by any regulatory or government agencies, so please do not ask any kind of medical questions whatsoever, and that'll keep us out of trouble with the federal government. And tonight, we're going to ask you not to talk about any kind of and asking questions about any kind of income, because we are not going to discuss any kind of income or income claims. That's not what we're about. Please get back with whoever invited you to this. Feel free to ask them any kind of questions that you want about the possibility of the future of this, and then we'll kind of go from there. But I also want to thank Richard and Joy Matuition, Sean Doc Farrell, and Diana Anderson for their help and helping us put the show together, because Irv and I travel, and we would not be able to do this show without the help of our tremendous branding partners, because honestly, we're always gone on the road. So they help us tremendously with what they do. So give them a special thanks. And I want to bring on Irv Samuels. Professor Irv, are you here already?
Irv is there.
Professor Irv.
Unmuted. We don't hear you, Irv.
Well,
okay.
While
he just hung up. He's gonna dial in again. For some reason,
okay,
he didn't get a good connection.
Oh, okay. Well, that happens, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to go ahead and press 1 and get involved, if you're brand new, we're going to share with you how you can get some free gifts, absolutely free. So when Professor Irv gets back here, I'll start interviewing.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Well, hello. Yes, sir.
Hey, hey. I'm here now.
Hey, hey.
You know, somebody tried to beam me
great,
up. You know how that is.
Well, yeah. Now, Professor Irv, can you tell us a little bit about the gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla, and then what this young entrepreneur at 19 years old, how he figured out something that big corporations and big genius physicists hadn't been able to put together, and we'd like to try and call it the triple effect. Can you tell us a little bit about why what we're going to discuss is probably going to be the future of medicine? I know that's
all right. Let me preface a little statement that will put, I'll call it Nikola Tesla's genius in perspective. And that was, everybody has heard of Albert Einstein, and he's highly respected as being definitely one of the most intelligent, I'll call it, scientists, physicists, aware people on the planet. And he did a lot of work, you know, developed some theories, the theory of relativity. He was working on some energy theories. And at one point in time, he was interviewed, and put this in your thinking cap and put things in perspective. And during the interview, he was asked, what's it like being the smartest man in the world? And his response is pretty remarkable. I mean, he's a humble man, and basically he said, I would have no idea. You'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. Now, that says it all, in my opinion, okay? And why was Nikola Tesla such a smart individual? Well, he was, number one, highly educated. He was a physicist, was a mechanical and electrical, and he specifically was unstoppable when he set his eyes and his mental focus on a project. And some of the projects that you may be aware of that Mr. Tesla brought to the world, one is the radio. Probably have heard of Mr. Marconi, seemingly received credit, but it didn't take very long until Tesla went after him and proved that the ideas that Marconi indeed brought to the marketplace were Tesla's ideas. And of course, what history was, you know, kind of corrected, and they left the facts to be the credit of Nikola Tesla. The hydro plant in Niagara Falls, okay? I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but on the Niagara River, there's an amazing amount of rapids, and those rapids have been harnessed to produce electricity. And that particular development, that invention, was designed by Nikola Tesla. It's been replicated all around the world. There's all kinds of hydro plants now. And again, that harnessing of nature attributable to Nikola Tesla. In 1895, Tesla was basically, you know, working on some thoughts. In one of his journals, he drew a picture of a self-driving automobile. Now think about that. 1895, this is 2020-ish, and we're now coming to the reality of that. Not only cars, but trucks are now available that are driving without drivers. And in another matter of years, they'll be perfected so that they'll be reliable and go to a huge facility, a warehousing facility. You'll see all kinds of trucks pulling in, backing up to the dock, being unloaded, completely automated and foreseen by Nikola Tesla. Well, why is that all relevant? Well, just that he's a genius. He died in the 40s. In the 20s, he started working some theoretical works related to quantum resonating energy. We're going to talk a lot about that and how that's going to impact your family. And in about 100 years later, in 2012, Mike Hassler was invited to the Tesla convention, and they went over a lot of information. That information ultimately led him to an invention. And here is the beginning of how our world has changed and will continue to change. I came up with in the physics lab, he actually put together a quantum physics laboratory. His father, Rick Hassler, had sold an Inc. 500 company for big bucks. So when his son came up with an idea and you know, was persistent enough to get dad to believe that he needed to fund the project, he did. Pulled out the checkbook. Mike went out into the marketplace, bought some of the most amazing state-of-the-art equipment, and the results basically are several patents and other patents that are in the development as we speak. There are six in place. The first one was, and I hope you can put your head around this one, it's what Gary referred to as a trifecta. Okay, it has three parts. The first part is we isolate frequencies from a given source. Okay, everything in our universe is energy, resonating energy. An example, when you go out and you're exposed to the sunlight, even a blind man, our bodies respond to that quantum resonating energy in such a fashion that we produce vitamin D3, and we produce it in a plethora amount, in large amounts. And the cool thing is that that's a frequency. And we now have the ability to isolate frequencies like that from the earth, from plants, from minerals, from vitamins, whatever we want to, you know, kind of look at and work on. You can review our patents so that you can see how we do that. But we specifically isolate the frequency, number one. Number two, we put it into a storage device, okay? And over 8 years, since 2012, we've been perfecting those particular substrates that hold the energy. I'm going to call those batteries because we can all relate to batteries. They hold energy, and eventually they wear out. You need to buy a new battery. Well, this is similar but different. And the reason that it's different is that we're dealing with the energy that they hold is quantum resonating energy. So we isolate a frequency, four frequencies. We can put multiple frequencies into one of these batteries. And they hold it very effectively. We use holograms and we use carbon fiber materials, but not your basic hologram and not your basic carbon fiber material. Ours are highly specialized and very efficient at holding energy without it changing. And the third part, this is where I had a real problem putting my head around this one, and I hope, you know, somehow you'll be able to figure this one out for yourself. But the bottom line is whether you can understand it or not, once you experience it, you will have an undeniable benefit from these technologies. And here it is. When anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, could be an animal, could be a mammal, could be a human, is exposed to one of these batteries holding the energy, the recipient benefits in the same fashion as if they had consumed the original source emanating the energy. Or even more incredible, specifically when you are exposed or anything is exposed to one of these batteries, the result is that they get the same benefit as if they were in the presence of the original source of the energy. Pretty hard to believe. Impossible to believe, right? Our world haven't broken that paradigm yet, have we? You know, we're still eating vitamins and eating plants and, you know, doing silly things that our ancestors did. Well, some of us are doing other things also, and they're working extremely well. So that's the breakthrough. That's how our world's changed, and we can do so many different applications of that new technology. So if anybody has a question, maybe we can bring an application of one of these batteries into an explanation mode so you can understand how your life is about to be improved. Feel free to ask. Just press 1, and you'll be entered into the queue, and we'll open it up, and we'd love to hear from you. If you're a first-time listener, you'll have the ability to get freebies, so please don't hesitate. Press 1.
Okay. There's no one new, all brand partners on the line, and none of them are raising their hand.
Okay.
Well,
we can strategize for about 10 minutes, or we can call it a short night.
Well,
and then Richard, go in and delete this episode since no one's on here. Anybody got an idea to put on the back of a business card if we were to come up with, we're going to have to shrink it just a tad hair, maybe 1/132 or 1/164. It has to be, it cannot be the exact same size as a $100 bill. It has to be either a little larger or just a tad hair smaller. So we're going to take a real $100 bill and have it digitally shrunk a little bit and make it into a folding business card. And on the back side of the card, we want to be able to come up with something that were, if you were to leave that, how could you get, what would be something fairly reasonable that were someone would call you that you could get them to maybe put you in front of 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 people and share the information where they could earn $100. Does that make any kind of sense? Would that help anybody if we were to do something like that? Richard, your thoughts?
All of the lines are open.
Anyone got any thoughts on that? I know I want to put Herb just mentioned it just about, you know, the who would you ask would be basically one of the smartest man in the world, because everybody knows Albert Einstein, and if we put a small picture of him and maybe a small picture with that quote, kind of like in a quote, with Nikola Tesla, and then Herb, I sent you a video today. Matter of fact, Richard, I sent you a video that talked about what's going to be the future from a guy that's pretty highly, very educated. Did either one of y'all watch that about the future of medicine, what it's going to be? Did anybody watch that video I sent out today?
I didn't see it yet.
All of my text messages as of 10 a.m. this morning from the past, other than a few ones. I've got the cute one of your dog, but nothing else.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good.
Did you watch it?
I didn't. I don't have it, so you'd have to resend it to me.
Okay. I'll resend it to you probably in Messenger.
I would have left you. You should have had him on one more day. I forgot. It was Friday. I really thought today was Friday.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get you to I'll send it to her. Maybe he can send it to you so you can watch.
Okay. Yeah,
anybody
I also
lost
Irv there.
We lost Irv?
No, Irv's here.
I'm here. Just me and the birds out here in the woods.
Ah. Well, nobody's wanting to talk tonight, so you want to call it a short night?
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Be here Saturday night. Try to bring some guests. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Irv. Good night.